We learned this morning the Gabbai the Bracha of Birchas HaToiv HaMeitiv. So Tosfos has two shitas. When you bring out a better wine after you made Hagofen, Avada, you don't make Hagofen again, but you make the Birchas HaToiv HaMeitiv, and there are numerous conditions. The conditions are that it has to be a better wine, 2 days in Tosfos. One day in Tosfos is that Dafka, when it is a better wine, Meshubach Ha'achon Min HaRishon, then you make mevarach matoiv ha'meitiv. The Rebbe Tam says that no, afilo eina achon choshev, rak shlo yishtan legeyusa, as long as it's not worse. So there's two sheets in Tosfos. We're machmir that it should be a better wine. Not like a Rebbe Tam, but the first day in Tosfos. It's not enough that it's not worse, it has to be better. The pshat of Rebbe Tam that says that as long as it's not worse, what's the pshat of matoiv ha'meitiv? The pshat is, it's not better. But you make the bracha matoiv ha'meitiv, Dr. Rashbi, because of the ribui of yayin. There's an abundance of wine. You make the bracha because of the abundance, the fact that there's a ribui. But the Maaseh Tosfos starts off and he says that this bracha is only relevant to yayin. Masha'enke and shinu lechem. If you have bread and then you bring out a better bread, you bring out a sourdough or a different bread, spelt bread, a better bread, shinu lechem, shinu bosar, we don't make the bracha about toiv ha'metiv. Rabbi Kivega brings down in the Chidushim. He brings down the pshat in the bracha of Atoiv HaMeitiv. There's numerous reasons in the Rishonim. The Rosh brings a reason is because Yain is Ton Shira. So because it's Ton Shira, so Mel Atoiv HaMeitiv is like a Shira. The Rosh brings a reason because Yain is Kaveh HaBracha B'fnei Atzmoi. So you make a bracha of Atoiv HaMeitiv. The Rosh mentions Haruge Beitar, which means to say that Atoiv HaMeitiv, we say, Shanit Nelukvura, we make the bracha Revius in Birchas HaMozen. So in Mela, Chazal say that Domam was fertilizing the ground for 7 years. So there were botzu kromehem. There were boits of the kromim, the vineyards. So Amela, that connected that, so we make that toiv ha'metiv. The Rosh doesn't exactly explain what the kesha is to the fact that Aruga Beitar, I understand, it was botzu kromehem and they didn't have to irrigate and fertilize the ground. It was from the dam. As I stated in Rosh, Bikvega brings in Chidushim, he brings Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Gevaldik Rabbeinu Bechaya, and that also would explain why the pshat is, why dafka by yayin and not by bosor or not by lechem. Kivega zogt as follows. Ki yadua, sho'odom tzorich lemayit betanugi ha'olom. Person has to minimize worldly pleasures. Ve'yayin aloi mevi lidei simcha. After all, Yain is the samach levav enosh. Yain is maybe lidei simcha. V'yochol live lidei kalus roish. And a person can come to kalus roish because of yain. Lokach sidru nusach zeh shal ha'toiv ha'metiv. The reason why you make the bracha ha'toiv ha'metiv, shebechosoy nitkan al aruge beita shenitnu l'kvura. You have to remember there were millions, like the Gemara describes, millions of people that were nitnu l'kvura. They were dying, they were dead, lying there for all these years. That is the word. The word is you make the birchas ha'toiv ha'metiv is to remember Aruga Beitar. And Aruga Beitar is supposed to remind you that what? That something called Misa. You have to remember Yom HaMisa. So if you remember Yom HaMisa, when you're drinking wine, you won't have an abundance of wine that will cause you lidei kalus roish. And that is the reason why it's specifically by yayin you make the brachas ha'toiv ha'metiv. According to that, it's very gishmak. Why it's not relevant, Tosfos says, not negeya, only by yayin. Tosfos brings two reasons, because yayin is soyed u'mesameach, mash'enkein, the other food items might be soyed, but it's not mesameach, bos of lechem are not mesameach. So you have over here, even if it is, but then that both, then have soyed and mesameach. According to Rabbi Kivega, according to this Rabbeinu Bechaya, the reason why it's negeya to yayin, because only yayin is what brings the day kalos roish. Bosa and lechem don't. So yayin needs a special reminder about toiv ha'metiv that there was aruge beitar, there was misa nitna lekvura. That is the reason of the birchas ha'toiv ha'metiv. Now in the etzim birchas ha'toiv ha'metiv, like I mentioned this morning, there's numerous conditions. It has to be if we're machmir with all the shitas. There's a shita in Tosfos that says it could be as long as not worse. There's a shita as long as it's what's called befonof shloi befonof. But if we're machmir all the shitas, it means that it's better wine, it's not on the table, you don't know about it, which is not so common because most times you know what's doing in your wine closet. But it's possible, you have things you don't know about, but then you can't go bring it. If you bring it, that means you know about it. That means someone else brought it to you. Or you went yourself into the wine closet, you say, oh, there's a better wine here, and you bring it to the table. Another condition brought down in the Poskim is that it shouldn't be that you bring out the second wine because you finished the first. If you finish the first, you bring out the second because you finished the first. You're not bringing out the second because of the Atayva Meitiv. You need more wine, so that's where you bring it out. So if it has all these conditions, then you can make the Atayva Meitiv, and it has to be Bnei Beisa. Yochid can't make it because it has to be Meitiv Lacherim. They participate, they drink. What the Balabais makes the bracha, and their owner, the Yoitza, on the bracha of the Birchas Atayva Meitiv. In addition, the Rama brings that if it's a Yayin Lovon, so Lovon, even if it's not better, Lovon Be'etzim is better because it's healthier, it's bori for the guf, so it also have the Milo of Atoiva Meitiv. Now, by a stoma, we can also assume that it's better, meaning you don't have to know it's better. A stoma, we can be makel also that stoma, without knowing that it's not worse, stoma we're makel. It could be common, especially when a person has a guest and he doesn't think about it in the beginning, and then for the guest he decides by the main course, let me go get out a better wine, then it will be negeya, obviously the bracha of Atoiva Meitiv, if it meets all the conditions. Just it's interesting to note that according to Rabbi Kivega, that he brings to Rabbeinu Bechaya, that the whole purpose of the bracha is to prevent kalos roish, so we're making the condition for the bracha very limited. It should be the opposite. It should really be that as soon as there's a reason to make the bracha, we should make it in order to prevent kalos roish, whenever there's a ribui of yayin. So with all the conditions, it makes it harder to mekayim, but zilbos a time, if the reason is to prevent kalos roish, it should be easier to meet the conditions because we should want to make the bracha. So you have to mekayim, and even though the purpose might be to prevent kalos roish, it's still not something that is easily attainable if not all the conditions are met.